You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. State Senator Brad Paff is promoting legislation that would create a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would get rid of state and local sales taxes for 3 days on school supplies and clothing. A similar back-to-school sales tax holiday already exists in Iowa, where the two-day tax break is for items under $100. Iowa is one of 17 states with some form of sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. Paff said that he is targeting 2028 as the start of the sales tax holiday. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Wisconsin Tuesday to discuss funding for the Department of Education. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is back home this month. She's touring the state and highlighting issues like healthcare, housing, business, and agriculture while she's doing it.
But I have to say that I feel like we have momentum in standing up against this president's plans with education.
Senator Baldwin is touting bipartisan legislation advanced last month by an appropriations subcommittee. The bill maintains funding for the Department of Education and includes new provisions to avoid staff cuts. Meanwhile, the Department of Education has relented on plans to withhold funding to states that it announced in June. In Wisconsin, that threatened to hold up more than $72 million for schools and millions more for other education initiatives. Kids and Congress return from recess after Labor Day. For 98Q Country, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Baldwin is in La Crosse today to discuss the impacts of the federal budget bill on area health care providers. An investigation into uncounted ballots from the 2024 presidential election in Wisconsin is nearing its conclusion. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
193 voters' absentee ballots went uncounted in the fall when then-clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell reportedly baked hundreds of holiday cookies. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated for 6 months and talked to more than a dozen people under sworn deposition. The commission says the ballots went uncounted because of multiple errors and a, quote, complete lack of leadership, end quote. Then the bipartisan commission moved on to recommendations and requirements. So now the commission gave the Madison clerk's office new tasks in future elections. That includes updating absentee ballot processes so they don't get lost, not printing poll books until the Thursday before an election at the very earliest, writing out which staffer is responsible for tasks that are required by state law, and doing a full inspection after an election and before the Board of Canvassers certifies the results. City Attorney Mike Haas is currently the interim clerk. He was once the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He pushed back against these requirements, saying the city has already implemented changes that worked in the spring, and it's not fair for the Elections Commission to require this from Madison, but no other communities. Commissioner Don Millis.
We're not imposing that on every community. We're imposing it on Madison because they're the ones who didn't count the ballots. If at some point the city comes back to us and says, look, we've instituted these procedures and we think that we can confidently make sure that all ballots are counted, I'd be more than happy to say, OK, we'll lift the order.
The commission voted 5-1 to adopt the new recommendations for the city clerk's office, which will take effect in the next election. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The La Crosse County Board meets Thursday. This week, the county board will consider zoning permit requests as well as lowering the speed limit on parts of County Highway M near La Crosse. Future city and county committee agendas for the end of the week will take up routine review and update items. On Thursday, the Board of Park Commissioners will hear a presentation about a collaborative effort for the future of the Northside Community Pool with the School District of La Crosse. The pool has been in continued discussions for closure or replacement. Planned closures of Lock and Dam 6 at Trempealeau continue on Thursday. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the lock will be closed to all river traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday. Two more closures are planned for next Tuesday and Thursday. Closure times for all the days is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The reason for the closures is to repair miter gates. The current gates were installed nearly 100 years ago. Once the locks reopen, water traffic will be prioritized by government, then commercial, then recreational vessels. Gas prices fell a bit in some places across the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 3.7 cents over the last week, landing at an average of 2.83. This is 10.8 cents lower than a month ago and more than 48 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy officials say some states have seen price cycling over the past week, with some Midwest states included. Ohio saw higher prices last week while Michigan dropped. Prices in those states could cycle back the other way, more in line with the national average, which has spent most of 2025 in the low $3 per gallon range. Non-cycling states will likely remain near current levels as we head toward Labor Day.
After holding steady just under $3 per gallon for most of August, average gas prices in La Crosse dropped by nearly 10 cents per gallon to start the week, now just above the statewide average of $2.83 per gallon. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. It's back to school time in Wisconsin, which is a great time to get kids in for health checkups. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
During the month of August, families are getting ready for the upcoming school year. One important thing that may not yet be on your to-do list is a vision screening for your youngsters. Aspirus Health is promoting National Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Health providers recommend having that first eye exam earlier than you may expect, between the ages of 4 to 5 years old.
If a kid's eyes aren't doing what they need to, they're going to potentially struggle in school, potentially struggle reading, potentially struggle socially. In order to get those bonds and those things that they need for proper development.
That's Aspirus ophthalmologist Dr. Charlie Ahrens. He says with the visual system, by the ages of 6 to 8 years old, problems can already be locked in.
And so things like nearsighted, farsighted, or things like a lazy eye or amblyopia, where if we treat them early enough, we can prevent some of the problems that they may have later on in life.
According to the CDC, close to 6.8% of children under the age of 18 have a vision condition in the U.S. Vision problems in children are difficult to identify, and they can start right after they're born. Dr. Ahrens says if you notice your child not wanting to do certain visual tasks, standing too close to the TV or too far away, turning their head or eyes a certain way when they're trying to do visual tasks, or struggling to read, any of these could be indicators of a vision problem.
So obviously with Children's Eye Health Month, it's extremely important just because there are still a lot of kids that aren't getting seen, that aren't getting the treatment that they need.
You can learn more about the eye care options for kids and adults at Aspirus Health by visiting aspirus.org.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st or 22nd. In the year since they were created, missing child alerts in Wisconsin have been issued over a dozen times. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
Pleasant conditions are expected for the next several days across the Cooley region. Today will be less humid with highs around 80 degrees. Sunshine and temperatures around 80 will last into the weekend when the temperatures will begin to fall. Highs will be in the upper 60s and low 70s this weekend well into next week. No significant precipitation is expected other than slight chances for scattered overnight showers through the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game four of the Brewers and Cubs five-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. The crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader, 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the seventh, a ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray. It's negative. It's off his knee. He's got a contusion. Bone bruise. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is, and of course Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen, Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair," "Are you sure this is your first time?" and probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at 3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 81 by later this week into the weekend. Much cooler, much more comfortable with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.